You're recording?
All right, you're recording your next session, and we are on section five, number one. Discussing responsible veterinary and veterinary retinal TPM and the premise license inspection.
Yes, thank you for your attendance today, Dr. Bettler. And I'd like to, with board's concurrence, do we need a motion, Mark?
Yes.
Pardon?
We do not need a motion.
We do not. To direct staff to continue and report back on the actual inspection of the mobile unit.
So basically, based upon your representations, that while you may, you know, be in protest of the board's ability to conduct an inspection of your premise, you have acknowledged that you're willing to have your premise inspected by board staff.
Yeah, under protest, I'm willing to allow that, yeah. I mean, I can't, can I come back to the 13th Amendment? You know, it says exactly that. It says, you know, if it's under threat of coercion or this or that, you know what it says. So I'm just citing that, but yes, I'll do it. I mean, I have no problem with that. I've done it every year, you know, we've asked before. I'm just bringing this out because, you know, everything's coming to a head, guys. Like, you know, this COVID thing, it's really divided everything. It's bringing everything to the head, whether, and so I'm just bringing my information to you. It's just one little place, one little part of it. And I'm just very much against the top-down regulation. I think you empower people when you say, do your research and, you know, like you do with construction people here in Arizona anyways. I can hire a licensed contractor or an unlicensed one. I might get bit in the butt if I hire the unlicensed one because they didn't have the training. Now I have, okay? And I know it's better to hire the licensed one, but I have that option and that gives me the power. And I just don't think you can take somebody's livelihood, subject it to the license, and a group of people who make a decision over that. I just, like I said, you know, all of our ancestors came over here the same way, and everybody, you know, has the same right to forage for their.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm sure you understand.
Thank you for expressing your views on this, but I think that pretty much concludes this matter.
Yes. So we're moving on.
Yes.
We'll get that. Staff will be in touch to make arrangements.
I want to say one other thing.
Appreciate.
This is not part of this, so I guess we're done. I did not get the certified notices that she said she sent out. As soon as she contacts me, I'll come pick up everything. I'll pick up whatever information you need. But I just want to let you know, she said she was sending out a certified notice about this and about that hearing. I have not got those notices at all.
So is your address stuff up to date?
Mm-hmm. And I also have put in the post office, it's called informed delivery. So they scan everything that goes through there. And I should get notice of it that way, too.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to thank you guys for your time. And I want to thank you. I like the way you guys handled the one case that I watched. As a matter of fact, I thought everybody should see this once in a while.
I agree.
Yeah,
should,
I think we
should
all
come in and look at it without having to sit in the hot seat.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it would be a great place for maybe like vet students that are still in school to come in and maybe get some, you know, what do you call it, some credits.
Pretty much.
Okay, thank you.
Can we do a check of who's, is everyone still on the phone? Nikki, are you still?
Nikki, I'm here.
Huh? Jessica?
Jessica's here, so you're not for much longer, though.
Okay, thanks. And I know Dr. Rice is still there, too. And Dr. James, are you still there? Dr. James?
Went once.
Did it hurt?
Went twice.
Okay.
We could have you.
She had to be with her children.
Yes.
All right, so we're gonna say that she's not on it. All right, so we're on number 8, board review, discuss and take action on rescission of executive order 2020-17 related to reinstating the requirement for payment of license verifications. That's the supplemental one.
So I'll jump in on this, and Mr. Chairman, members of the board, so this is related to agenda item number 6. Since one of the executive orders related to COVID was rescinded, during COVID time, you may remember the board, you know, voted to take away the requirement for people to pay for license verification. So now that the order has been rescinded, we'll have to start charging again. So rather than doing it immediately, again, just to give us a few times to deal with the ones already in the pipeline, if you could just put the time for those fees to be reinstated as of August 1st.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we reinstate the verification fee as of August the 1st for the $50 verification fee for veteran employees.
Second. 10 days, August the 1st, I'm sorry?
As of August 1st.
Okay. So it's on the 31st, like, yeah. Okay.
Correct, yeah, because we just have to.
Thank you.
Get rid of the ones verified.
All right, so the motion for a second, through discussion. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
And that motion passes. We're on to number
9.
9, or the next section?
Definitely. We got 30 minutes.
Number 9, board may review, discuss, and take action to lift interim authorization for the board's executive director to approve and issue licenses, certificates, fee waivers, temporary permits, and reinstatements for the board's March 2020 vote, and may take action per ARS 323123 to delegate such authority to the executive director indefinitely.
That sounds good.
Supplemental one. I don't know, for me, that should want a raise.
So the background on this is, this, it's like legislative session before COVID happened. The law had passed that boards could get executive directors this authority. So we had COVID to give it a try. You know, that's when the board put it into effect. And because of that, we were able to change our licensing processes to a huge improvement as far as turnaround time. Because if you remember, people would have to, we would put lists of people to get approved to even take the test. They would take the test, they would have to come back to the board with a list where you approve the licenses. So you can imagine just that amount of time is now gone, because as soon as we get an application, we can get on the test, which is still an email test, until we decide otherwise, and then I can approve it, and it can happen that fast. And so there's really no reason to go back the way that it was through. It's working fine. We would do it anyway, but this versus law requires just what we've always done. If someone's has the reporting some charges or disciplinary history in another state, you know, some different things, the board would always need to see those, and I would need to approve those. They would come to you directly first. So that's just my recommendation to continue this great thing that we learned because of COVID, of how much better the process can be.
So is this just an actionable item, or do we need to, like, do a rules change eventually, or?
No, you don't, because you have the authority by the statute to delegate this authority.
So it's just a vote, and it's a vote for indefinitely, unless we wanted to change it for whatever reasons?
Yeah, if you want to put a different time frame on it, I imagine that you could. That's the best adjective I could come up with.
No, I think it's fine. I just didn't know if, like, a rules change was something to, like, codify it, or if a vote is enough to codify it forever.
I believe when we did the 5-year rule review, it was suggested by our rule consultant that we consider in the future doing some rules to control if the executive director could do it or not. So that we can
cross that bridge later.
And get there, yeah.
Well, I make the motion to give the authority to the executive director for these things.
Second.
I can read this immediately.
Motion on the floor, any second? Delegate the authority. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 That motion passes. 10, board may review, discuss, take action on to continue to issue temporary veterinary licenses per ARS 323124. May discuss and take action to include administrative rules related to temporary licensure per ARS 323124H in a future rules request package.
So this is.
All you have to say is so moved.
So moved. There you go.
So moved.
So moved, dog. Any?
And?
Second.
Second, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. On the phone, you listening?
Yeah.
Opposed? Nays? No? Okay, that motion passes. Number 11, the board may review, discuss, and take on electronic licensing management system as a possible FY23 budget request. That's in supplement one.
Yes.
So I won't say a lot about that, because I did provide a lot of information just meant to be, as I said, to kick the idea out there that this probably should be a budget request item. And I just wanted to entertain any questions or thoughts on maybe we should not do that.
Add it to the budget request and aim higher.
Oh, thank you.
Politics too long.
Huh?
You've been in politics too long.
Board may, number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action on investigative committee applicant, Stephen Dow, DVM, lead Ms. Krieger. Ms. Frost, are you allowed to vote on this? You're not impartial, are you?
I don't think so. yes.
He's got a great resume, though, didn't he?
Excellent.
I didn't know about the Vietnam War stuff.
Yeah, and there's a lot of new data.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm trying to figure out the number one employer. I'm seeing Ginormous Bull Veterinary Hospital.
What?
I can't read the name.
I can't read it either.
Yeah, no, I couldn't either.
Ginormous.
Ginormous?
What is
it? That's an S.
Ginormous?
Okay. Ginormous,
Washington.
Sinomish?
Washington. Oh, okay. I'm trying to take this up in Arizona.
No. He did a dairy stint up in Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it was disqualifying, though. Just like,
Barrington in Arizona, don't even know who that guy is.
Dr. Stephen Dow's son, Cameron, is on the investigative committee, but is stepping down because he's becoming the president of the AZBMA. So therefore, his mother was going to step in to his old role on the investigative committee. So, you know, we don't even have to switch out nameplates. This is Dr. Dow to Dr. Dow.
Identified your stint on this board.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know, normally I realize we would want to bring that in, you know, and, mm-hmm. Right. And right. But, you know, since he has a history with us, I don't
have years. I'm not there for that.
They're listening.
Okay. Since he has a history with the board, though, and you know, we're going to have an opening, I don't necessarily see a need to bring him in before us, since, again, he's been part of the board before. And so unless anybody, you know, disagrees, I would, you know, make a motion to welcome back Mr. Stephen Dow, to the, I believe it was the afternoon investigative committee, or?
Yes. That's correct.
I do have one question first before I make a motion. I know we haven't, I don't think we've had a whole lot of applications for spots lately, but I know we've like passed people over in the past and we were like, hey, we'll keep your application on file. I mean, are those basically all wiped away now? I mean, do we need to consider those for any kind of opening, or where do we go on those? Because I know we have jumped over people like two or three times in some cases.
Our process was always we would keep it for 2 years, nothing for beyond that much time is
enough. Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure we're being fair to everybody. So, yeah.
Right. Well, especially because we still need people on the board, correct, to take over for Dr. Heinrich.
Yeah. Right. And we still do have another opening on the PM committee as well for Dr. Sidaway.
For a public member.
Okay.
And a public member in the board.
Right. So we have a motion on the floor.
Second.
No. Ms. Frost gets the honorary second.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You're on second, Ms. Frost?
Second, yeah.
All right, there you go. A motion on the floor and a second to approve the investigative committee applicant, Dr. Stephen Dow, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Number 13, board may review, discuss, and take action on plan to initiate administrative rule revision process.
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I do not have a large and specific plan, but finally had a place where I can really spend some time on this. If you saw the attachment, there's a very, very long list. It's, I think, almost all the rules that we had submitted to the governor's office that we could consider. And really, the logistical way, the only way to kick this off is for me to spend a whole bunch of time doing a draft before I give it to a rules subcommittee or something like that. And it's going to take a lot of time. But I'm going to aim to shoot to have a rules subcommittee meeting, because if you remember, a long time ago, some of you volunteered.
Yes, I did.
Perhaps by the end of August would be the earliest, I think, because I got to be working on the budget, and there's other reports that are due at the end of August. To at least for a preliminary meeting, and then have the board discuss it for the first time, some sort of draft in September for the first time.
So I'm very sad, but I think this is going to all happen after our meeting.
Don't be.
By the time it's finalized.
You're not leaving until you're replaced.
Huh?
We're here for 6 or 7 years at this rate.
So, but we are behind, because of the 5-year rule review, you know, we did identify about 10 different things that needed to be addressed, instead of do it by the end of 2020. And of course, my COVID issues. So it is a priority we need to work more speedily than we would have if we'd started a while ago. So if I'm not sure if I remember who was on the subcommittee, but I think it was the 3 of you.
Go team!
We worked really well.
So, okay, that was.
Sometimes. He puts up with me.
So that's my plan, is to come up with a draft. And if you saw the information I provided, the process has changed since we initially started talking about this, or it goes to the governor's office before it goes to GERC.
So, because we went through that one time, right? And they just, that was for permission to go ahead and get started or something?
No, that was the 5-year rule you do.
Okay.
So that, where we identified some things to address, but there's many, many other things to address besides that.
When the new process came out in 2019 or whatever it was.
Well, if it takes long enough, he won't be in there. Then there might be a different executive order.
I still have to note that the expedited process has 2 more steps than standard process.
Right. And that is an option.
Yeah. All right, so we don't need to take any action on that, but we know that's coming. Next up is the review and approval of minutes. First up is the June 16, 2021 regular session.
So I make a motion to approve June 16, 2021 regular session minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Next is a consent agenda. The board may discuss and consider and take action. Discuss, consider, and take action on listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A4, A10, A12, A15, A16, A17, A18, A20, B3, and B20.
Second.
The motion on the floor, a second to remove those items from the consent agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A4, A12, and A20.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending compliance for A15, A17, and B20.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
I make a motion to remove A10 from consent agenda due to application being withdrawn.
Second.
Motion for a second, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Okay, do we want to do these individually then?
Yeah, let's raise the first one.
Okay, so we can discuss A16.
So A16 is VCA Southside Animal Hospital. Based on Dawn's inspection, she noted that there were some potential fire hazards with things piled up around the exits.
The hazards, was that, oh, that was the cartons?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is concerning to me, so I think that we need to go back there again and revisit that.
So I make a motion.
So you're still approving the license?
Okay.
But just directing staff to do a follow-up inspection.
Okay, so I'm still motion to approve license. Okay. So I make a motion to approve license for VCA Southside Animal Hospital, the new responsible veterinarian, and direct staff to re-inspect on their temper.
Second.
Motion on the floor, a second, to approve and then re-inspect. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That motion passes.
Did it for Scary Cat Animal, or Scary Cat Hospital, sorry.
Yeah, A18, Scary Cat Hospital. So there were quite a few medical record concerns there. I don't know that we need to go back, but perhaps do a partial self-inspection or just request records. So you still want to approve the license, but I request the premises to do provide some follow-up information, just something.
So you'll.
And we'll hold like that. So we'll just reach out to them, okay. You know, in a couple months after they have time to supposedly put into the thing practices in place that they're going to improve to see if they actually have fixed the records. Because it seemed like there were all the major things were missing from the records that you expect to see, and it's just small things.
Okay.
But I mean, but the rest of the things were not terribly problematic.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve the license for Scary Cat Hospital for a new owner and direct staff to follow up with them to work on a plan to submit
more
records for review.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to approve and have them submit more records. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
And Suffolk Hills Pet Clinic.
So the exact same issue with the medical records. This was a random inspection, so you're not motioning to approve the license. You would just be making a motion to direct staff to do some follow-up work with them regarding the medical records.
Okay, I make a motion to direct staff to work with Suffolk Hills Pet Clinic on the medical records deficiencies and submission of new records to help alleviate those concerns.
Second.
Motion for a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 That motion passes. And so we removed these. Did we pass the rest of the consent agenda?
No, that was the very first one.
That was the very first one?
With the very first one we removed.
No, it's approving it, removing those. So yeah. Approved it and removed it at the same time.
Okay.
Stealth. Sneaking
in. All right. Making sure you're doing your job.
No, we haven't been consent agenda in like a year and a half, so.
It's been a while, huh? I kind of forgot how that helmet worked. Okay, and that's part of the consent agenda too, right? The C?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are on section 8, summary of current events. Man, I wish I had a funny summary today.
The sun's lost last night.
I think I made my joke for
today. The sun's lost last night.
I had four to watch.
Yeah, first time this season they lost four.
Sun's in four.
I think Jessica is sick of us.
I haven't been watching any pro sports since the
I'm giving up
start
NFL.
Of the racist tilt.
I'm giving up NFL starting this year.
Take a clean. I'm going to okay, so we are on, you're not going to do that, are you? Aren't we running too late in the day for that?
You have a choice.
No, I love reading the script, and I hardly ever hear what he wants to say.
Yeah.
I'm turn my hearing.
I've got one.
Okay, volume all the way, I can see if I can hear.
You can't hear me.
you would have postponed it if somebody had a current event.
Thank goodness for college sports.
No. It's not easy being a fan.
Sorry, but a national anthem.
Hello, Dr. Johnson, this is Tracy at the Veterinary Board. I'm conferencing you into the board.
Okay. All right, this is the call to the public on section number 9. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to conclude comments. This is time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the 3-minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are subject to criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call to the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call to the public or take other appropriate action. And with that, Dr. Johnson, the floor is yours. You have 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is Dr. John Johnson, and I'm observed that I'm not getting enough opportunity to speak my mind, but and I know the instructions to the public, they said that if I have some issue, it's a lengthy issue to be discussed, that needs to be directed to the staff members, and they can evaluate what the nature of the content of my speech. That I have been asking for some time. Nobody seems to be listening. That is my right, according to the public meeting agenda. So I am asking again one more time, and I invite the staff to talk to me so that they get an idea of what I have in my mind because of this acute 3 minutes time. You know that it is not humanly possible to express what I have everything in my mind. The second part of my speech is, and I have gone through the 3 sunset hearing time, and also the sunset hearing time and the post-sunset hearing time, which happened in 1987. I have been able to contact the attorney who was involved in that time, was the consumer attorneys of Arizona, and also the lobbyist. I had an opportunity to talk with them. And they give me relevant information how that sunset hearing concluded. Also, the Arizona Auditor General got involved, and they have a court on the record we have now. That's the one I'm very concerned about. That I've been talking about the reform for the Arizona Veterinary Medical Board. This body was set up 15 years ago, and that is too old and too corrupt.
30 seconds.
you have a good life. Be careful, COVID is ravaging our country and our humanity. Thank you, sir.
All right, that is the end of the 3 minutes, and we do not have any other anybody requesting access to call to the public. The last item is establishing the future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, August 18th, 2021, beginning at 8:30 a.m. right here, same place and time. One or more board members may appear telephonically. And now retain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
And seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. We are adjourned.